The year was 1979, and as former musher Bev Hoffman remembers, an old friend of hers got an idea.
He's on the back of the sled on the Iditarod, and he has a lot to think about while he's going all those miles to Nome. And he goes, we can do this, we can do this. So, Myron?
There was a little bit more involved.
Myron Inksman ought to know. Not only is he the K300 board president, he's a two-time K300 race winner. And he thought a race of less than 1,000 miles sounded pretty good.
This is too damn far. We should have something a little shorter.
Inksman was racing his first Iditarod. He had a job, a family, a dog kennel, and he wanted a race closer to home. Meanwhile, Bethel had dog teams, a trail, and a lot of volunteers.
So it seemed like we could pull it off.
Yeah.
So he calls us together.
Bethel's mushers met in Inksman's law office.
He says, I think we could pull off a 300-mile race to Antioch and back, and we're all going, okay, it's the mail trail.
Who's we at this point?
My husband, John McDonald, Ken Ham, who was a lawyer here, Jim Barker.
Maybe Corey Flintoff.
And then we put trail committee together. And this is all before Pete is even thought of.
Reigning four-time K300 champion Pete Kaiser wouldn't be born until a few years later in Bethel. Now, Kaiser has placed in the Iditarod top 10 five times. And his career started with K300 races.
Well, it's probably the reason I am a musher, honestly.
K300 offered a premier race and an entire winter of competition to Kuskokwim dog mushers.
Mushing was dying out. Snow machines had moved in, and a lot of the local mushers were giving up their teams. And I think we even talked about it that night at Myron's office, that this was a way to maybe bring all that back.
So they announced the race. Within 2 weeks, they knew they had something big. The father of the Iditarod himself mailed in his entry fee.
Old Joe Reddington. And when that entry fee came in the mail, I figured, well, we get a chance here.
Rick Swenson and Susan Butcher followed, the two most competitive mushers of their time. And the race has stayed competitive. Pete Kaiser watched mushing heroes like Jeff King and Martin Boozer race the K300. Then he began racing against them.
It's fun, it's kind of a little bit intimidating at first to share the trail with people like that. But, they're all great guys and great gals.
Inksman says he could tell Kaiser was competitive even as a young kid, watching him race in K300 Sunday fun runs around the island in front of Bethel. Kaiser has become what the K300 dreamed of nurturing, a Kuskokwim musher who's risen from running the smallest local races to winning its biggest, now multiple times over. But Inksman worries about the future of the sport. It's expensive to start and maintain a kennel, even as a hobby. Fewer young people are competing. Kaiser says a decade ago, he, along with Akiak's Mike Williams Jr. and Antioch's Richie Deal, were the next generation of mushers along the river. 10 years later, they're still the young ones.
It's hard to talk people into going out and being cold, every day, and kind of wonder what's going to happen here in the next 10 or 20 years.
It's hard to say where the race will be at that time, even what it will look like. When the race began, there was one phone in villages to report trail updates. Now there are GPS trackers. But some things have remained the same. The weather has always been unpredictable. The event, run by volunteers, the caliber of mushers, the best around, and the race beginning in Bethel every year, like it will tonight. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.